This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks were a mixed bag on Wednesday, with the S&P 500's record-setting run hitting pause as several tech giants saw their stocks retreat. The S&P 500 was off about 0.2%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite led the losses, falling more than 0.5% after tech led Tuesday's rally. High-flying Nvidia fell more than 1%, while Tesla fell over 4.5% after a Wells Fargo downgrade and sales warning. Stocks had gained Tuesday, with the S&P 500 hitting a new record amid continued optimism that the Federal Reserve will start to cut interest rates within months, despite February's hotter-than-estimated reading on core consumer inflation. That alone could prompt policymakers to stay cautious about easing up on borrowing costs when the Fed holds its monthly policy meeting next week. But with the U.S. economy outstripping Wall Street's forecasts, investors are keeping their hopes warm until they get wholesale inflation and retail sales data on Thursday. A rise in gas prices contributed to February's hotter-than-expected inflation print, and more pain at the pump for consumers is expected in the coming weeks. Drivers can expect to pay higher prices at the pump in the coming weeks due to tighter gasoline supplies and a more expensive summer blend. On Wednesday, the average price of gas in the U.S. inched toward $3.40 per gallon, up 18 cents from a month ago. On the crypto front, Bitcoin was changing hands above $73,000, continuing a furious, record-setting rally of its own. And in corporates, Dollar Tree's shares sank about 14% after the company swung to a quarterly loss. The discount retailer said it plans to close nearly 1,000 stores and will take a charge of over $1 billion. Block stock jumped more than 5% in morning trade. The move came after Afterpay, which is owned by Block, revealed it has added more merchants to its buy now, pay later services. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.